You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Suratul Qiyamah, chapter 75 of the Noble Quran. It is called Qiyamah because on that day the resurrection will take place. Wherever people are buried in the water, land, sand, everybody will come for accountability. La uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyamah. Or the people say Qiyamah will not take place, the non-Muslims. Allah says, La, laat kama takulun. What you are saying is incorrect. Uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyamah. I take an oath on the day of justice, it will surely occur and happen. In front Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reminds us of His absolute authority, power. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانِ أَلَّا نَجْمَى إِذَامَ. What do human beings think? That we cannot gather their bones. وَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. We have the power and we are showing you that 7 billion people today, everyone's fingerprints are different. When we go for our passports, then they take our fingerprint. Now imagine from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right to the last baby, how many million, billion, trillion, zillion creation, and everyone's fingerprint different, a manifestation of the power and kudrat of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But this human being, me and you, generally we are very short-sighted. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira walau alqa ma'adira. That this human being, deep down, he knows he or she is guilty, but outwardly, ostensibly, they will cite excuses and look for some loopholes and some shortcuts. But remember, Almighty Allah knows our intentions, our motives. Then Almighty Allah speak of the fortunate people. Hujuhui yawmaidin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. Those people who will see the Khalik, the creation, the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Read this dua, repeat it with me. Mention in Mustad Ahmad, Allahumma inna nas'aluka, O beloved Allah, we beg of thee, ladhat an-nadhar, that we have the pleasure of seeing, ila wajhikal kareem, thy honorable countenance, to see you, ya Almighty Allah. We saw creation, we visited countries, we see so many things, but we get tired eventually. But to see you, ya Allah, Jalla wa Ala, that will be one of the greatest bounties which Almighty Allah confers upon human being. Thereafter, Almighty Allah speaks about sakarat and death. Kalla idha balagat ittaraqiya waqeela man. Now when the pains and pangs of death start, now the people ask, who's going to blow? Because now everything people try and do, but alas, it's too late. The time has come for that person to pass away and leave this temporary world. I saw my parents pass away. I saw my siblings pass away. So each one of us, remember, we should be thinking about that. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Oh Allah, assist me against the pains and pangs of death. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua. Quran Sharif teaches us the dua. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Almighty Allah, that assist me, let me die with Iman and Islam, and unite me, combine me with a devout and pious servant. Surah Yusuf, Surah chapter 12, verse 101. Thereafter, Almighty Allah asks a rhetorical question of human being. Ayahsabul insan, ayyutraka suda. One side, human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Do you really think Almighty Allah created you without an aim and objective? Nay, there's definite aim and objective. We become the true slaves and servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and not the slave and servant of other creation where we worship others. Nay, Almighty Allah has absolutely no partner and no associate. He's one and alone, and we worship Almighty Allah alone. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We are here in Makkah Mukarramah. That is Tuesday night we performed the Umrah. By the time we finished, it was past midnight, 1:30. By the time we came back to the hotel, Alhamdulillah, and it was very peaceful because the crowd was small, and after midnight and so forth. So may Almighty Allah accept our Umrah. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa. And thereafter, the latest news from here, from this part of the world, is that if you come to Maqam Ibrahim, you will see it is covered. And while they were covering it, I saw, so the one side was open, the glass was removed, and they're going to put new panels of glass and so forth. So all that will be ready, inshallah, before Ramadan, because Ramadan Mubarak is season, 3-4 million people come here. So we find that it's all systems go. We make dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during the month of Sha'ban, and Ya Allah, spare us for the month of Ramadan. Thereafter, we see that the big night, auspicious night here, will be on Friday night, and Saturday will be 15 of Sha'ban. In South Africa and many other countries, remember, Saturday night is a big night, the auspicious night of Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara, Ashabi Bara. And 15th is the Sunday, so we should fast Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if we can't, then 2 days. If we can't manage 2 days, 1 day also is fine. So remember, if a person fasts on Sunday only, is acceptable. Saturday night, don't waste time. And we should engage ourselves in ibadat and stay away from all vices and sins. I need to make one announcement as well. I see a message is gone viral. There was a sheikh, they contacted me from Cape Town, and they told me about a certain politician, Mr. Ahmed Manzoor, Sheikh Imam. I said I never even heard of him, I don't even know the person. But anyway, I see that now they're saying that I bless their campaign and these type of things. This is factually incorrect and cheap politicking. So remember that I told them that this is my stance for the past 25 years, since we are allowed to vote from 94. That we tell people, whoever wants to vote, you make istikhara, and remember, you don't vote, there is no sin upon you Islamically. Second one is this, I don't belong to any party, I don't endorse any party, and I'm actually very critical of most politicians, because we know what is happening in South Africa. So therefore, I distance myself from Mr. Ahmed Manzoor, and whoever else is in support with him. I have nothing to do with him, nothing to do with his party, and please don't use my name for your own cheap politicking. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.